All right, so the big transition's happening right now where mobile's just the dominant force in video, and people are looking at videos on their mobile device like never before. So in this episode, I want to talk with you about why you need to prepare your videos in advance, before they go live, for a mobile viewing audience.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, check this out. I saw a stat and it's like 92% of mobile users share videos with their friends daily. This is out of MartechCube.com. Have you ever heard of MartechCube.com? Me neither. But they say that 92% of mobile users share videos with friends daily. So let's pump the brakes right here. Let's spend a few moments and let's unpack this together. If 92% of people are sharing videos to their friends on mobile devices daily, first of all, what are the 8% doing? I mean, like, why not everybody? Aren't you like every day either receiving a video or sharing a video? I mean, I know I am, especially leading up to the election. It was like non-friggin' stop, right? Video this, video that, funny song with your preferred candidate, all this kind of stuff, right? But there's something you've got to think about when you're producing a video for mobile consumption. In fact, I'd be willing to make the argument that you shouldn't make a video for a mobile audience and a video for a non-mobile audience. You should just make a video assuming that a majority of the audience will watch that video on mobile. And the way you start preparing is you think about what data you're going to show on screen, what buttons you're going to have for people, what is your CTA? Like anything that you're going to visually show on the screen. Are you showing stats? How's your name in the lower third going to appear? Are you going to be showing some supportive footage? You need to be thinking about it in the context of small screen. Small screen is now the primary screen, and that screen is the size of your hand. So anything you want to share needs to be recognizable in a way that isn't going to be straining to the eye, is going to be large enough for people to see. Your text should be larger text with fewer words. It needs to be deliberate. You need to have an innovation mindset when you're starting to pull these things together. And in doing so, if you can prepare for this visual shift to a smaller screen, your content can get the recognition that it deserves. Because it's all about life inside this little smartphone box. That's what you're programming towards. So in production, you should be calling out in your storyboard what are the visual elements that you need to show, and you should be thinking about them being larger. When it gets into post-production, you should be thinking about what do people click on that video. Is the video player, you know, going to have a CTA? Can the call to action button be larger, like the size of your finger, the tip of your finger, so it's easy to click on? All of these elements should be taken into consideration as you're preparing for a mobile first world, because you need to make sure that your video is valuable to the vast majority of the people, because they are going to be watching it on mobile device in this new remote world. Speaking of which, if you're trying to figure out how you get your business shifted to remote selling, well, we do trainings for companies, for sales teams, for executives, for marketing teams, and we help you bridge the gap so you can transition into this remote world and have everybody on your marketing, sales, and your executive team rowing in the same damn direction. And if you want to figure out how to learn more about this, I've got 20 minutes of me dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb, and you can access it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. It is for free. It is my gift to you as a listener to the Toddcast. And I'll continue to do my part, bring you the latest information so you can crush it for your business using the power of video. Boom.